Okay, so let's talk about movies.
Okay.
What kind of movie do you like?
Well, my favorite genres are actually, let's see, science fiction, sci-fi, and horror.
Horror?
Yeah.
What was the last movie you watched? Do you remember?
The last movie I watched was a science fiction. Mm-hmm. It was called The Shape of Water.
Okay. Never heard, never seen. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you a little about it if you want to hear.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so it's actually a love story about a janitor and a merman. A merman, like you know.
Mermaid,
merman. So it's actually, I don't want to give away too much of the story, but so this janitor is working at this kind of like this underground government facility, and she cleans the floors next to this giant fish tank. And she never knows actually what's inside, but one day this merman comes up to the glass and she sees him and she instantly falls in love. But the beauty part, the beautiful part is that he can't speak. He can't speak English, right? But the beautiful part is she's actually deaf. And she can't she can't hear.
Right.
So this like beautiful, amazing relationship kind of blossoms from them. She teaches him sign language and it's unbelievable.
It's like a modern version of Romeo and Juliet, kind of.
Maybe. I mean, it's not like they weren't star-crossed lovers No, it's definitely an interesting love story. That's the last movie I saw recently.
Mm. And what about horror movies?
I actually like this movie called It. It's based on a book written by this horror author, Stephen King. Maybe you've heard of Stephen King.
Yes, he's
super famous author, right? So yeah, this is actually a story about like, it's kind of a sci-fi horror mix. Mm-hmm. So it's like, of course it's one of my favorites. It's about this like, alien that comes to this town and takes a form as a clown, an evil clown, every 65 years.
Yes.
And because he wakes up from his deep sleep and he's hungry because he needs to eat. Mm-hmm. So he takes his form as a clown and like kind of terrorizes this town every 65 years. The movie takes place in the 1970s.
Okay.
And so that's the time when the monster wakes up. Mm-hmm. This like kind of group of kids starts figuring it out, what's happening in our town, and it's kind of a coming of age tale in a horror movie.
Right.
I don't know, it's really interesting. I hope I didn't ruin it. I'm not gonna tell you the ending, of course.
Okay. But, I'm not a big fan of horror movies. Oh. It makes me kinda not to go to toilet or not to go to
All right.